the Ad Council.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert. He's here on the Good Day program, brought to you in part by the folks at the American Egg Board. Some sad news today for those who have followed a great American, the iconoclastic supermarket chain. Tell you the story about that in a few minutes. Food without pesticides are focus. What does it take to feed a family? That's something that Phil is all about, and is, really, when you get right down to it, the expert when it comes to understanding marketing, what the right things are, where you can get the best foods, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll tune into that in a matter of moments. Matter of fact, Rich, I bet you were just, I know, I'm looking at you. You're looking at me now. If you go to gooddayshow.com, you can see the video of the broadcast. We finally fixed the little glitches that were a problem. Now, what are you laughing at?
Which means picking your camera up off of the floor.
Well, that, you know, why do you have to? This is not. This could be big time stuff, Rich.
It is.
You want to? If you want to be big time, then you have to treat it like a big time thing.
Theater I just of said, the mind.
It was right. Exactly.
Yeah. I see Yoda now.
You have Yoda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always like it when I can see Yoda behind you, looking you over your shoulder.
There's Yoda right there. Okay, so I'm going to. I have a food trivia question. You
hey,
ready?
By the way, nice out. What's that shirt today? You look good in a black shirt like that.
Black. Every day, something
And I'm wearing
different.
Black, too. We're both wearing black shirts.
But you have so much in common.
Yeah,
we should
cool.
live together. We should be together forever.
I'll take the 700-mile difference. Thank you.
Food quiz. Ready for a food quiz?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yes.
All right. Everybody is ready. There are only two vegetables that live to produce on their own for several growing seasons.
Ooh,
what are
one.
They?
I know one.
800.
Yeah, Roberto will be good at this.
510-8255. Of all vegetables, only two can live to produce.
Oh, I know both
their,
of them.
Would you shh? Like a child in the third grade. Raise your hand. I know, teacher. This is for the audience. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. Or you may use our Twitter line, which Clay is monitoring, the Twitter.com Good Day Show connection, Facebook, same thing, /Good Day Show. Or you can use our text line, 646-926-DUG. Of all vegetables, only two can live to produce on their own for several growing seasons. All other vegetables must be replanted every year. What are the only two perennial vegetables?
I know.
800. And one could argue whether the second one is also a fruit. You could.
Huh?
There could be. These are. I would say to broaden it just a bit, there is one vegetable and one fruit. Some people consider them both to be vegetables. I
oh, and
was
the other one
up,
could see it's a fruit because you put it in a pie. Yeah.
However, would you just shut up? Good God, you're babble, blabble, blabble.
She cannot stand to not tell you what
quiet.
The answer is.
She's so many things that
dying.
When I know something, I get
all the time. 800-510. I know she is. And if she had a camera on, it would be kind of fun
like
watching
springtime.
Her. Yeah. 800-510. All right. So we have the question. You have the gist of the question, right? Got it? Everybody's got the question now.
Yes, sir.
Get the answer.
I know the answer.
And we'll find out from
She made me snort.
Rich, do me a favor, will you?
Yeah.
Play a couple of commercials.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Have a better day.
Big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. Want to be a good egg? Join America's egg farmers in their fight against hunger. Visit goodeggproject.org. It's not Good Day. Somebody, Phil, you're going to love this. Somebody sent me an email addressed to Good Day Egg. What was it? gooddayegg.com or something. Or Good Day. It was a play on Good Egg Project. Right. It was goodegg.com or something like
goodegg.com,
that.
Goodegg.com, yeah.
Goodeggproject.org. Take the pledge to eat well and do good every day. For every pledge taken, America's egg farmers will donate an egg to Feeding America. And for the first 1,000 or so of you taking the pledge for the first time, you'll be able to download a buy one, get one free coupon, good for a free dozen eggs. Didn't we go through those, like, we had this, when did we do this before? It was September. We did this, seems to me, Phil, a couple of months ago, and it was like in 8 minutes after all the coupons were gone.
Exactly. You know, what's amazing to me about the power of radio is we had these free coupons for a dozen eggs, and, you know, I think we had 72,000 of them.
Yeah, something crazy.
And I think within like 3 days, all of the Good Day listeners were rewarded with a free dozen eggs. It was great.
All right. So that's the story. Go online for the dozen eggs, but do something that's good. And in the spirit of the season, do something that's good. All right. So we're asking, Roberta's saying that there are four answers to this. If I said to you, Phil, of all vegetables, which instead of giving you just saying two, there are two. If I said to you, what two vegetables can produce on their own for more than one growing season? That might be the better question here. And it may be that Phil's going to have to give out more than one prize. We'll see how this works. 800-510-8255. How about we go to Christine, who's in Alamogordo first. Hi, Christine. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
Say hello, please, to our good friend Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
He's not too well. Where did Phil go?
I think he's insecure.
No, I'm right here. I am right here.
All right, can you not hear the other callers?
Correct. Maybe. I did not.
All right, Richie, we had trouble with this on Saturday, too, by the way, with people on the air not hearing the callers. At any rate, I can hear Christine, so I can translate Christine. What items do you think are able to reproduce themselves for more than one growing season?
Asparagus and artichokes.
All right. Now, you have one from my list, but Roberta did some quick research. She says you're right about artichokes, right, Roberta? Is that what you...
Yes, she's right about artichokes.
I don't know that much about artichokes. I understand
right about
asparagus. I don't know anything about artichokes. Never grew them. Mm-hmm. What do you know about artichokes, Phil?
Absolutely nothing except that they're very hard to eat.
Okay.
It's just too much work. It is just too much work.
Oh, they're so delicious.
Peel them away.
And they're so easy to make.
Yeah.
People think that they're so difficult to cook. They're not at all. They're the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, okay. That's your run on it. All right, Christine, hold on just a second. We'll pierce into Joel's life. All right, Joel, what do you say are the two items that produce themselves for more than one growing season?
I said asparagus and rhubarb.
Well, that was what I came up with. That's why I said one could be considered a fruit. Rhubarb and asparagus, but I think they're right about artichokes. Hold on just a second, and let me just probe a little bit further here. Nancy, what do you say? Nancy has turned her radio off.
Oh, yes.
All right.
No, I your voice went out.
Yeah.
Well, I had kale and garlic.
Kale, yes.
Oh.
Garlic is not true. Garlic has to be planted in the fall.
Yeah.
That's
correct.
So kale, again, you had to do two, and you only got one. We agree with artichokes and asparagus and rhubarb and asparagus. So, Phil, what would you like to send to Joel and to Christine?
Well, obviously, a supermarket guru tote bag. I'll send them a copy of Food Sense, the DVD, public television special that's out there now. And then we'll look around the office to see what else might be around.
There might be a picture of you and me together that they'd love to have, no doubt.
You know, we should do that.
I don't think we have. Well, Christmas time we'll get together.
No, we don't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we should do that one.
I was teasing the audience.
Please put me on that list also. I love getting pictures of people.
Yeah. I was teasing the audience earlier saying that you and I and Dr. Ken would be on the two practicing Jews and the one who's a bad Christian on Christmas Day.
Exactly.
Then we'll have to come up with an excuse for New Year's. I don't know how we'll work that out. So what a sad thing that A&P stores have gone bankrupt.
Really?
Well, you know, yes, I agree that it's sad. It is a reorganization, just Chapter 11.
Yeah.
However, I've got to tell you something, that they have not been up to speed. When they bought Food Emporium probably about 15 years ago, it was the height of what they were doing. But the bottom line is, when they bought Pathmark, that was the death knell. That really said that this retailer was stretching, was trying to do things beyond its means.
Yeah.
And if you go back, you know, 50 years ago, A&P was the number one retailer, and the fact they had these small, very good stores, and now everybody's going back to that model, which is a small 10 to 16,000 square foot store.
Yeah. I remember as the Whole Foods store that exists in Framingham now is in the site where the old A&P store was when I was a kid, and that was the store. I didn't know anything about grocery stores. I couldn't imagine. I didn't even what's an Albertsons, or, you know, we used to go down to Florida and Publix, what's that? But the A&P store, that was it. Apparently, they have total debts of $3.2 billion and assets of $2.5 billion. So they are, but they got debtor in possession. I thought that was fascinating. Financing from J.P. Morgan Chase of $800 million, and you're going bankrupt.
Well,
how do we sign up for that?
That people are always going to have to eat, and there's a lot of retailers that have gone bankrupt but been able to reverse it and really come out of it very strong.
Well, let's hold
they
that.
Just need some breathing room, and the wholesale prices have been going up, and they haven't been passing it on to consumers.
Well, let's hope for good things for them, because they're a great American tradition, as is Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, here on Good Day, 21 past the hour. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Listening to a man who even checks with the FCC before using the D word.
I want to yell out, but I just can't dang diddly do dang do damn diddly darn do it.
Good morning, Doug Stephens, good day.
Going to church doesn't put you in closer touch with God.
What do you think I like about communing with nature as much as I do? Being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals.
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
This is the kind of Christmas tune I could listen to, and probably you could as well. Sound of the season more than Christmas. Not about Christmas. It has nothing to do with the birth of Christ. But then Christmas doesn't have anything really to do with the birth of Christ anyway, because Christ was born in March.
But so it's a catchy tune.
This is Santa Claus at his best, as far as music is concerned. Crank it up, Richie. What's better than the Ronettes and the wall of sound from Phil Spector? Goosebumps now. You can see him under my chin. Isn't it funny how all this stuff affects us? Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes with one of the great Chris. Well, it's a Santa song. And Christmas and Santa Claus. I wish we'd separate them somehow or other, because they really are. Santa Claus and the children, the toys, the gifts, the stuff really are for children. That's really what that part of this is about. And it really confuses. I think it confuses children. Frankly, because they wonder about Santa Claus. I will tell you, the first time that I was told, or I figured out there wasn't really a Santa Claus, which was about a year and a half ago.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
the real Santa, I believe that there is a Santa because I think Santa is the goodness in all of us, which translates to the best part of what Jesus was. And so when you think about those two elements, that's where they come together. But so many children now think that Jesus and Santa Claus are the same thing until they grow and they mature and they kind of figure out that they aren't. It just seems kind of a shame that we get these, you know, this stuff is kind of messed up as it is, fighting about nativity scenes. And come on, give it a rest. Will you please just kind of go with the flow and have a good time and understand that this is all for good. What'd you start to say?
This weekend, Saturday night, we decided to have family movie night. So instead of going out to the Red Box thing, we signed up for...
What's the Red Box thing?
Red Box, where you go to the local grocery store or something like that, and you pay a buck, you get a movie for a day.
Oh, I don't know.
But I just didn't feel like driving.
That's what we had the coupon today, Doug. Yeah. Three Red Box rentals for $1.
Oh, so nice. Doug doesn't look at the freaking website.
So it's never.
Wait, you know how ice melts in the spring, and if you're standing on it, you're drowned?
You're standing on thin ice, Kelly, is what he's talking
about. I'm sorry.
So we have the Wii, so instead we signed up for, what's the name of the service? Netflix.
Netflix is great on the Wii.
And, you know, we're looking for kid flicks, and they have the VeggieTales story of St. Nick and how St. Nick was giving because his father was very religious and believed that Jesus said to Jesus, give and give and give, and that's how St. Nick became a giving person, and that's how it all ties into Santa Claus.
Good. But most children don't have that story, don't hear it, get the benefit of it.
VeggieTales, it's in your local Netflix.
Right. And while you're there, get some rhubarb and asparagus.
There you go.
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's every frequent flyer's nightmare. You're on the road, and your laptop just dies. But if you play it smart, you can avoid a major crisis. Carbonite is a downloadable software that backs up everything on your PC or Mac. It operates in the background without actually interrupting your work. Then there's software called Mozy, that's M-O-Z-Y. It offers a similar service, and they offer 2 gigabytes of backup space for free. Now, the drawback is the full programs cost about $55 a year, and that can add up fast. But a more affordable option is to buy an external hard drive that connects to your computer with a USB port. A good rule of thumb is to get a drive that holds 4 times the amount of data that you'd normally want to back up. Now, if you're planning to travel with the backups, look into an SSD drive, which is memory-only storage, so it's a lot less fragile. There is absolutely no excuse to not backing up your data. And if you're a technophobe, like me, just bring your laptop to a professional who can recommend the best option for you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at lecig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG for today's modern smoker.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
It is, in fact, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, as Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Clay and I work toward making your December 13th a better day. Clay will be along in a moment or two with his daily report of social media headlines. We have more tweeting being done. I guess that's the way to say it, right? More my tweets are there. And then we have tweets from the rest of the gang. We do have opinions being spread around. That's kind of a cool thing. One of the great moments each day is me actually connecting or feeling like I'm connected. It happens at different times. It doesn't always feel like it's at the same moment when we have gone through a number of items that are part of what is going on in the world and maybe having some fun with some of the issues, getting a little more serious with some of them. However, the most important thing that I have learned in my life is that there's only one thing over which I can exercise total and complete control.
Yourself.
Me.
Yep.
My
Clay.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Me and my attitude. Now, I can't do much with Clay.
Yeah.
I know that my attitude will control my health, my happiness, my success, my wealth, my relationships, and what I get out of what we call life.
And the quicker you realize that in life, the happier you will be.
You will be much, much happier.
You can't control. Man, let me tell you something. You will drive yourself nuts trying to control the rest of the world.
You cannot control. And that's what politicians, there are so many people in power.
Yeah.
They want that control for whatever the lust of, you can't do it. You can't control. You cannot fix.
What you have to do is be able to react to the rest of the world.
Well, your reactions become your attitudes about your life itself, Richie, I think.
I've actually recently started learning this lesson with girls in the sense that I've been cheated on in the past. I've been damaged.
Oh, really?
And I've started to realize that if a girl's going to cheat on me, she's going to cheat on me, and I shouldn't go out of my way to try to, like, try to be around her all the time or try to push myself on her.
Because
if she's going to cheat, she's going to cheat.
If she's cheating on you, you should be cheating on her.
That's what I was trying to do last night, Doug.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. It didn't work too well, did it?
Oh, it didn't.
There's a fatherly lesson for you, Clay. She's going to cheat on you. Let me try and give you a better fatherly lesson, Clay.
Yeah.
And this is what I learned.
Move on is the better lesson.
And it took me two times to learn it. If someone cheats on someone else to be with you, they will cheat on you to be with someone else.
Yes.
That one I learned the hard way.
You learn on that. Yeah, that's a good one.
What do you do when someone's sleeping with a 37-year-old casting director, but you really like them because they're cute?
Move along.
You talking about the casting director or the one that he's sleeping with?
Either, I guess.
Yeah, right,
Clay,
yeah.
There's so many women. The world is your oyster.
The fish, in the sea.
So many fish in the sea.
Look at the fish that are out there and go fishing. Like
it's ironic you mentioned fish because she's Asian and they're fish-loving people.
Go fish.
Cast your lure.
Go out and fish. Do a little fishing. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Have you finished all of your Christmas shopping? A, yes, I got out early, and I am finally finished. B, not even close. I'd like to be out shopping Christmas Eve. C, no, I'm not done, but I'm getting close. You know what the last one is I don't plan to do any Christmas shopping this year at all. That's me. Although I was at a farm auction, I spent a couple of bucks buying some things that I have to remember to bring one of them in and put it on the camera tomorrow and show it what I bought for a couple of the guys on the farm, Reggie. You'll be amazed. Actually, I was thinking of sending one to you, but I don't think I can send it through the mail.
What is it?
I'll show it to you tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow to show it to you. The poll on Friday, how optimistic are you about this coming new year? A, 40% said somewhat, it's another year, but there's nothing too special about it. 35% of you said, I have a creeping feeling that 2011 is going to be a terrible year. 25% said extremely 2010 is over. Bring on 2011. I'm quite optimistic about this next year. I think we're going to have a good year in oh so many ways.
God, I hope so.
How much worse can it be than the hole we've dug ourselves into, in a manner of speaking?
Well, what was so bad about the last year? It was great for me.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Congratulations. By the way, speaking of people for whom it is great, if you're a listener to the program, you found us on Facebook, would it be too much to ask if you, now that we've invited you into our lair, spend a moment and write on our wall, tell us about you. If you'd like to be interviewed on Friday, Clay goes through the people who come to us and connect with us on Facebook during the week and picks one of them out, and we'll put you on the air on Friday and find out a little bit more about you. This is a random Facebook fan sort of a thing.
I really liked that guy from last year.
Yeah, he was
from
nice.
Last week.
Last week, yeah, he was a nice fellow. Very nice fellow. What do we have
if you look at the Ustream feed right now, not only is it kind of cool because Doug and I are wearing matching black shirts.
Matching black shirts.
But, Doug, you take up, like, the main part of the screen, and then I'm in the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah.
And we're both looking in the same direction at our microphone, so to the right, if you're looking at the screen. So I have a perfect view of your thinning hair on the back end of you, like, right up there, you know?
How do you have that?
If you look at the screen.
Yeah, how could you have that? Doug doesn't have thinning hair.
He doesn't, though. He doesn't.
No. Send me that gift instead of
rich. But when I turn my head like this, I can't look into the camera now. I'm looking at the stream. I don't see my. I have to.
No, it just
like,
no. It looks like rich.
It looks like I'm up over above you looking down.
Oh,
on the back
I see
of
what
your
you're
head.
Saying. All right, okay. All right. What do you mean my thinning hair? What are you talking about?
Hey, are you looking at the stream now, Doug?
I am rich, in fact.
What's going on there, bro?
We're multitasking, Richie. And one of the things that is important for people to remember who do a lot of text messaging while listening to an iPod, while reading the newspaper. They think that they're good at multitasking. They are wrong, according to a study that's out now. Researchers found that college students who made a habit of immersing themselves in various media at once are not very skilled at memory, attention, or task switching. I'm betting that's what happened to Clay in his college experience. Why he dropped out of school is because he was doing too much multitasking. Let this be a warning to you. The findings suggest that today's array of devices that make multitasking possible may not be a good thing. I wonder about filtering out. How do you, in your term, Clay, How do you get rid of distraction? How do you know what's irrelevant? How do you keep your environment from becoming junk?
Hey, let me try and rephrase. How do you force yourself to sit down and concentrate on one project for more than 10 seconds?
I'm not sure that he does, and I think that's why we lose a lot of
stuff that goes on here. Clay, if you have something that absolutely needs to be done and it's going to take you an hour, and you're at the office, how do you force yourself to sit there and pay attention only to that for an hour with all of the distractions going on around you?
I turn on Jersey Shore on one monitor, and I play a podcast of the third hour of the Good Day Show on the other monitor, and then I, on my iPhone, I do whatever research I need to be done.
That's right. But do you find out, do you get the question? Do you understand?
Yeah, I do have that problem, because I have, on my computer right now, I've got about 20 tabs open on my internet browser, which is like 20 internet windows open. I've got 10 programs open. It is tough. It's a challenge. But I basically just sit down and make myself do it. And I am able to focus on things when I need to.
Doug, I struggle with this, too, because I know you find it hard to believe.
I do.
But sometimes I will just have to close my door to my office and ignore the phone and just sit there and just refuse to be distracted.
There's some things you've got to get done.
It's unbelievable what it takes to be able to just sit there and focus on one thing for any given amount of time.
What I'm worried about, though, is with, and this is one of the things that goes back to what I have said for a number of years, ever since actually when Hillary and I were together and Charlene was in front of the television set, and I would say to Hillary, don't let her be in front of it. Her brain will become mush. Until you're almost three, you can't absorb all of this stuff. So whether it's a computer screen, a television screen, whatever it is, you can't absorb it. And it makes mush of your brain. It creates that ADD that people are so concerned about. And I don't know, I mean, it's not that difficult to figure it out on your own, whether you had some expert or not. You look at how quickly the scene changes, and you know that that isn't something that you can absorb at that age. You don't understand what all of the different things are, so your mind becomes a Twitter. And so what I think happened to Clay, and what still is going on with a lot of people in that generation, Richie, and the tests, sort of the study looking at 262 college students pretty much said the same thing. Listen to this. Most of the people in the questionnaires are online watching TV, are reading things on their the email, they're listening to music, they're text messaging, and many of them are doing all of these things, are trying to do them all at once. So it's no wonder that the things don't get done. And I say this lovingly, there are things that you're not getting done because you're so befuddled with all of this stuff. And I'm thinking that it's part of whatever goes with being that age, Richie. It's part of the thing. They all are the same. And I'm wondering how this generation is going to get anything done, really.
Yeah.
Because there's no focus. There's no concentration. There's no getting things done.
Yeah, they can react to 1,000 different things and kind of stay on top. Okay, now I got to do this. Now I got to get this. Now I got to get this done.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really propel you forward.
No.
You get things done, but you don't really accomplish anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. What's your social media?
And as you were just asking me this question, I was texting in our chat room on the Ustream chat to our accountant, Stuart Books, about a tax question.
Perfect. All right. I get some for him, and he hasn't answered them yet. The video today, the Metrodome roof collapsed in the snowstorm over the weekend. You want to see a time lapse, 17 inches of snow there. Wouldn't you have thought? Whoever built this,
I don't understand.
That's what I was wondering.
I don't understand why they would in a city like that.
How could this happen? Yeah.
Well, no. How is this the best? Having a soft inflated top. I don't understand.
Who came up with that?
It doesn't work. And the other video of the day today at DougStephan.com is John Boehner crying. So we have that there. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. No doubt there are a lot of you who would like to be in touch with your inner self. You can get a lesson from John Boehner. All right. So meanwhile, Clay, back to you. And the report of social media, what's the big headline today?
Hold on, Doug. Let me finish up this game real quick. All right. High score.
Farm
okay. So apparently an Australian minister, MP, what does MP stand
member
for?
Member of Parliament.
Prime Minister?
Member of Parliament. If you had gone to school, you would have figured that out.
So an Australian member of parliament apparently doesn't really understand the whole WikiLeaks thing. She tweeted out, Brownin Bishop is her name. She tweeted out, Mr. Assange should be aggressively interrogated until he reveals the location of these stolen cables so they can be retrieved. And anybody who knows how WikiLeaks works realizes that anybody can find the location of the stolen cables and can retrieve them at WikiLeaks.org.
Yeah, that's really, that's very amusing, very telling. 14 before the hour. Speaking of things that are telling, wouldn't you like to learn some things about your health and well-being from a man who's competent, credentialed, and careful with information? Grades in high school might influence your health. Clay, you'll want to be listening to this, as all parents will be, as Dr. Ken will answer that question in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with a story that will impact all men who are interested in having children. So, men, if you're interested and you ride your bike, you may be very interested in what Ken has to say here.
Yes. Out of Fertility and Sterility Medical Journal, Doug, most exercise appears to have little relationship to either the quality or quantity of sperm. But men who bike at least 5 hours a week have fewer and less active sperm than men who don't exercise.
There you go.
Cool.
Stay off the bike if you want to have
joy. No, I'm done. And I don't want to get the operation, so I'll just go ride my bike some more.
All right, there you go, Richie. Grades in high school may influence, Clay wants to listen to this, your future health, Clay, could be determined by how well or not you did in high school.
Clay, I've got a spot open for you today. Out of Journal of Health and Social Behavior Medical Journal, good grades in high school might not just help the mind, they might help the body too. High school students who get good grades are also likely to be healthier as adults.
I'm a genius and I'm going to live forever.
All right, there you go. That's it. This is a really disturbing bit of information about women who are skipping mammograms, Ken.
Very disturbing. This is out of the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Only about half of women whose insurance pays for mammograms go for annual breast screenings.
Wow. Why in the world would that be? Roberta, when's the last time you went for a screening?
Earlier this year, in fact. I don't remember exactly when. But
Jennifer, have you started yet? Mm-hmm.
No, but they tell me that my doctor this year gave me the warning that I'll need a pre-mammogram.
Well, you should. The women with bigger, thicker breasts need to start earlier, don't they, Ken?
Yes.
I guess that sort of tells the story.
That's exciting.
Really? You should have started when you were 12, Jennifer.
All right, here's a story that really sent me over the top. A man collapsed with a ruptured appendix last week, 3 weeks after doctors took it out.
What?
This guy was in excruciating pain. Did you see this, Ken?
He was before he was against it?
No, well, he was in agony.
Funny, Ken.
He was told, he went to the doctor, they put him in the hospital. He had they told me he had a ruptured appendix, they were taking it out. So he still has the pain. And he goes back 3 weeks later, and he still has the appendix.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So that's the new health program, by the way, at its finest.
The used car business, we used to call it the sun treatment, where you park the car out back and just let it sit in the sun. It's all fixed, sir. Come pick her up.
Nice.
Your appendix is all taken care of.
Help yourself. Dr. Kennard, good day.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did any.
The extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Quick work of this. I think it's one of the most unpleasant songs that have ever been recorded. Bill Withers,
Why?
Use Me. I just don't like his style. That's all. I don't like it. I have my likes and dislikes. You have your likes and dislikes. I can tell you that I don't like
bluesy.
It. And it comes from a movie called Any Given Sunday. It was used there. Al Pacino, Cameron Diaz, Dennis Quaid, Jamie Foxx. You know, Cameron Diaz has been in a lot of movies. She gets around. She does the, apparently her private life, too. Yeah, she gets around. She's a good actress.
It's interesting that you mentioned Cameron Diaz, because on Friday we were talking a little bit about the movie Night and Day with her and Tom Cruise.
Yes,
now,
right.
I had not seen that movie in the theater theatrically, but I got a chance on Saturday night to watch it on Blu-ray, and I'm going to disagree with you, because that's, to me, the definition of pure fluff. $100 million on absolutely nothing. I found it to be a major.
You're entitled to your opinion. Doesn't mean we have to agree. You have
no
opinion.
No, not at all. I mean, I like her and I like Tom Cruise, and I thought they were both, you know, fairly decent in the film. But you know, it's 2 hours about characters you don't care about. I know it's made solely to entertain the audience.
That's all.
But, I just thought it was a big waste of money.
For time, it's a, well, what do you do with your time when you're, isn't that the definition of having a good time, basically wasting your time and many times wasting your money? That's
I still think even if it's made as a mass entertainment, it still has to have a little substance, something in character development that you have to have as a hook, and that movie had none of that. So
Again,
even if a pure entertainment, I thought the movie was a failure.
Okay,
just my opinion. Doug.
Very good, and you're entitled to your opinion.
Did you like it, Chuck?
You can read Chucker's opinion any old time in his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can connect to if you go to DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com. You'll see Chucker's picture in the contributor box. Click on that and bring you right to his overview of what his thoughts are about entertainment today. Meanwhile, we have a movie today in the trivia circle, which stars two really, really, really likable people who have done a number of movies together. This one, The Charm, is going to be you finding the right name of the movie. One of the other stars is having a birthday today. So we'll start with the first clip from this movie in question.
You all through?
Yeah.
You wait a few years before you drink again?
Yeah.
All right, remember, alcohol equals puke equals smelly mess equals nobody likes you.
Got it.
800-510-8. Don't be so sure. 800-510-8255. You've never won before in Movie Moments. Know this movie. Call. You'll get a nice Christmas present from
that
us.
That actor was an actor that you used to not like that now you like a
yes,
lot.
Yes, I like him a lot. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Next, we have three. Here's the second one.
Remember that time in Puerto Rico when we picked up those two, I guess they were prostitutes, but I don't remember paying.
Okay, how about that? Yeah, what? I'm a person too, Pop.
You're a moron.
The best man, everybody.
Best man, the better man.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
You gotta find the right one. Okay, here's the last clip.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sideburns and basically everybody at table nine.
Great movie.
It's the way he delivers the lines that are actually so good. It's very good. So anyway, what's the name of the movie? 800-510-8255. Chucker, how'd you find things faring over the weekend? Richie, we have time for a quickie, right?
We do.
All right. Then Chuck will tell us how the weekend went.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I noticed that in the best of movie news, The Social Network named Best Movie of the Year by the L.A. and Boston Film Critics Society. What do you think of that, Chucker?
I think that might go a long way in making it the favorite for Best Picture at the Oscars this year. It also won the National Board of Review Critics
right.
a few weeks
well,
ago.
Top so five movies this weekend at the box office.
All right, the third Chronicle of Narnia movies opened number one, although it did a soft $24.5 million in business. Why soft? Well, the budget was $155 million. Although internationally, it's already done $100 million, so it should be okay. The Johnny Depp Angelina Jolie vehicle, The Tourist, opened in second. Again, another soft $17 million. Many in the industry are considering this movie already to be a bomb. Number three was Disney's Tangled, $14.5, $115 million in 3 weeks of release. Harry Potter 7 came in fourth, $250 million in 4 weeks, $8.5 million, and Unstoppable round out the top five.
John.
Good film.
And Altoona, what's the name of the movie?
Is it a... I'm trying to remember. Is it Punch, Drunk Love?
No, sir. Sergio, what's the name of the movie?
Wedding Singer.
You got it. Adam Sandler is the star with Drew Barrymore.